Today's daf is Vochen daf Ayin, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Tes Amid Beis, moving along the last daf in Perek Chatos Oif. So the topic of the daf the last few days was if a Kohen does a Malika Psula with a Chatos Oif or an Oilas Oif. So that's obvious as it relates to the Avodas HaMalika, it's not going to be a Kosher Avodah. The question is, what about with regards to the Tumas Nevela of the Oif? Do we say that being that the Malika is a Malika Psula, so we look at the Oif now as if it's an Avela? If it's an Avela, an Oif that's an Avela is Tomei, so this Oif, this Chatas Oif, or Oilas Oif that had a Malika Psula is going to be Tomei as well. Or do we say that despite the fact that the Malika was a Malika Psula as it relates to the Avoida, but as it relates to Tumas Nevela, it is enough Malika to say that it's not going to be Tumas Nevela. And the rule of thumb that we saw was, pun intended, it depends on whether the halacha of this Oif puzzle is going to be Im alu lo yered, just got it. Or im alu yered. If it's going to be im alu lo yered, that means that even though the Malika was a Malika Psula, but on some level it was a kosher Malika. Because as a result of this Malika, there could be a din haktara, albeit an haktara of im alu lo yered. So that's enough to say that it's a Malika to be moitzi the oif midei tumah. If, however, the halacha is im alu yered, that means not only is it not a Malika with regards to an haktara kshera, but it's also not a Malika as it relates to an avida pisula. Thus, the halacha is the oif will be tumah tumas nevela. Now, what kind of tumah does an oif nevela have? It's a very special type of tumah. It's called tumah base habliya. And that's in contrast to the tumah of a behema that's an avela, that's mitama, not bebeis habliya, but rather it's mitama, bimaga ubemasa. So a nevela, in addition to it being macholas asurois, it also is tumah. A behema that's an avela is mitame, it contracts tumah, either if one touches it, maga, or if one carries it, masa. The way an oif that's an avela contracts tumah is not through maga, it's not through masa, but rather it's bebeis habliya, by eating it. So if somebody would eat the nevela of an oif tumah, if it would be in his beis habliya, if we have time, we'll speak out raid later in the daf, a very important gemara, Masechtas Nida, daf mem beis amid beis, that has tremendous impact in our sugya, but it's metama not the maga b'masa, rather it's metama bebeis habliya. And that's the discussion. The discussion is a malika psula on an oif. Do we say that being the Malika was possible, so we look at it as an Avela, it's Metama Bebeis Habliya, or do we not look at it as if it's an Avela? As a result, it's not going to be Metama Bebeis Habliya. From there, the Mishnah digressed a little bit and discussed another halacha. What would be if a Kohen did Malika and afterwards he found that the Oif was a Trefa? Or, the way Rashi explains, based on a Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus, what would be if somebody shechted an oif that was chulin, same shayla b'nim tzashreifa? So shechitas oif chulin is the equivalent thereof of malikas oif kacha. So you did the malika, you did the shechit, and then afterwards you found out that the oif was a treifa. So obviously it's not going to be kosher l'achila. The question is, do we look at it now as an avela? So it's going to have tumas beis habliya or not? Machlekes Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyer oimer einu metamu beis habliya. Rabbi Yehuda oimer metam. Now one thing was clear from the little bit of this sugya that we began yesterday, and that is the whole shayla is with regards to a knife, whether it's Malika Saif Kachim or Shchitas Saif Chulim. But as it relates to Shchitas Behemas Chulim, everybody agrees, Venimsas Trefa, Taloch is it's going to be a Shchita, meaning it's not going to be Tomei Tumas Nevela of Maga Umasa. That's not the discussion. The discussion is, what about Oif? What about Malikas Oif Kachim or Shchitas Oif Chulin? Do we say it's like Shchitas Behemas Chulin, where the Halach is Venimsas Trefa, even though it's not, at the end of the day, a real Shchita, because the animal's a Trefa. But at the same time, the Shchita works so that there shouldn't be Tumas Nevela of Mago Masa, so maybe the same thing should be by a knife, or not. Now, in the Mishnah, Rameyer said the Halach is that it's Tahar. How does he know it? A Kal V'Chaymer and a Mamatzim. But Rabbi Yossi jumped on Rameyer in the Mishnah and he said, Kal V'Chaymer, this is Dayoid Lovim and Adin Liyos Kenodin 101. So the Gemara had to tweak Rameyer's position and the Gemara said, you're right, Rameyer is not coming from a Kal V'Chaymer, Rameyer is coming from a Pasuk. So what we're up to, we actually saw this Gemara quickly yesterday, but it segues very much into today's daf, is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, again, who holds that there's a chilik, there's a distinction between a Sheikhet Behem of an Imtsas Trefa and a shoychit oif or a moilek oif of a nimtzas treifa that as it relates to a behemoth halacha is it's not going to be tami tumas nevela of mago masa, but as it relates to an oif, it will be tami tumas nevela of beis habliya. My time, what's the reason? Meaning, what's the chilek between a behemoth and an oif? Says the Gemara, Krashkach v'kedar, Shav Yehuda based his shita on a pasuk. The pasuk says, and it's in Parshas Achri Mois, Vayikra Perik Yizayin Pasuk Tez Vav, and we're going to have to get quite familiar with this pasuk for the next 20 minutes or so. B'chol nefesh, asher toichal nevela utreifa, ba'ezrach uvager, v'chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayin v'tomei ad ha'arev v'tar. So without knowing too much what this pasuk is talking about, two things are clear. Number one, nevela utreifa. B'chol nefesh, asher toichal nevela utreifa. Number two, the person that ate it became tomei. V'chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayin v'tomei ad ha'arev v'tar. Now if you look at the context of that pasuk, Rashi speaks it out in Chumash right there. We're talking not about a behemoth, but rather we're talking about a knife. In other words, we're discussing an oif that's an avela, an oif that's a trefa, and the pasuk says that the halach is if someone eats from it, tumas besa b'liya, you ate it, v'chibes begadav, your begadim even become tamei, v'rochatz b'mayim, your guf is tamei, v'tamei ad ha'arev, you're tamei at night, v'tir, and only afterwards you'd become tamei. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda said, trefa lama nemra, I don't understand this pasuk. The pasuk mentions trefa. Why is the pasuk mentioned trefa? The essence of this pasuk is discussing tumas beis habliya of a nevelas oif. But why are we talking about a trefa? Since when does a trefa contract tum? And he said, Mamanavshach, in trefa chaya, if a trefa while it's alive is presumed to be able to live, meaning it's a shail in the Gemara, whether a trefa is can live or a trefa cannot live. And it impacts a lot of areas in halacha. So says the Gemara, if the emes is that a trefa could live, that means a trefa, there's no reason in the world, while it's alive, should contract tumma. The only time a trefa would contract tumma is if it dies. If it dies, then it's a nevela. Hare nevela amura. And the Torah already says nevela has tumas beis habliya. And im trefa ain't a chaya. If you want to tell me that a trefa really is not chaya, and maybe the reason the pasuk is mentioning trefa, because then being that a trefa is not chaya while it's alive, we look at it already as if it's a nevela. But if that's the case, harehi bechlal nevela, that it's included in nevela. I mean, there's no tumas trefa, there's tumas nevela. Either trefa is included in nevela or it's not included in nevela. But why are we talking about trefa? Says the Gemara, said Rabbi Yehuda, Elo, you know why the Torah mentioned trefa? Lahavi trefa sheshachta shemetama. It must be the only possibility that I can think of, says Rabbi Yehuda, is we're talking about an animal that's not an avela. You know why it's not an avela? Because it had shchita, but it was nimtzas trefa. And says the Torah, v'chibes begadav v'rachatz v'mayim v'tomei ad ha'arev v'toher. In other words, it's going to be metamas. It says Rabbi Yehuda, I know the halacha when it comes to behemah is not that way. I know the halacha if somebody shechts a behemah v'nimtzas trefa, the halacha is it's not going to be tomei tumas nevela mago masa. But by oif I have a pasuk. The pasuk says nevelu trefa. What does it mean trefa? While it's alive, why should it contract tumma? The only tzad that should contract tumma while it's alive is because it's a nechaya. But if it's a nechaya, then it's a nevela. So why did the Torah have to say trefa? Elamai, the reason the Torah said trefa is because we're talking about a situation where it had a kosher shchita. So mitzad nevela, it's not a nevela. There was a shchita. Narvas was then says trefa and kamashmal on the pasuk that the halacha is v'chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayim v'tami adar v'tar that is going to be tumma. In other words, he told him it's learned out from a pasuk. I believe Rav Shizbi, Shizbi told Rabbi Yehuda, if that's the case, meaning if this is the makar to your shita, that is a chilik between a sheikhet behemah v'nim tzatreif and a sheikhet ayv v'nim tzatreif. When the pasuk says in Parashat Sav, and the context over there is a completely different context, it's discussing the chel of nevela, the chel of treifa, yeyaseh l'chol melacha, v'ochel loyseichlu. So the halacha is that even though a nevela we just said is tameh, but there's a very big chiddush. The chalef of an animal, that's the part of the animal that you're not allowed to eat. That's the part of the animal that somebody eats. He's chayv karis, thus you always find chatas chalef if somebody eats chalef b'shoigig. But the Torah says that even though you're not allowed to eat the chalef, ironically, the chalef is not matama. So the part of the animal that you're allowed to eat when it's a shchuta, if it's a nevela, it's matama. The part of the animal that you're not allowed to eat, such as the chelev, there the halacha is that if it's a nevela, it's not tamei. The chelev nevela, the chelev trefa, yeyasa l'chol melacha. Yasa l'chol melacha means you could do melacha with it. it's not mitama as it relates to our sugya. At the same time, obviously you're not allowed to eat it. But said Rav Shizbi, if Rav Yehud, if you're bothered with the word treif in the pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, you have to be bothered with the word treif in this pasuk as well. So Hasam Nami, ask the same kasha, make the same cheshbin in treifa chaya, if a treifa could live. That means the only time the treifa is even in the discussion of Tumas Nevela is if it died. If it died, Hari Nevela Amura. And him Trefa Enochai, if a Trefa can't live, so you want to tell me even while it's alive, it's a discussion. But then Manav Shacharei Bechal Nevela, then you're telling me a Trefa Zenochai, we look at it as if it's dead right now, thus there's a conversation of Tuma, but the bottom line is, Hari Bechal Nevela. Ella, so you'll make the same Cheshma, L'Habi Trefa Sheshachta, Shechel Betahar. So it must be, you'll make the same exact Cheshma. You know why the Torah said Nevela Trefa? To tell me a case where there was a Shechita. Not where it's a nevela, not where it's alive, where there was a shechita. And ordinarily, shechita is metahir, but you're going to tell me that the shechita, v'nimtzas treifa, where you would have thought that maybe the chelav should be tameh, kamash malan, shechel batar, that the chelav is going to be tar. The problem with saying that is michal dehi metama. It's going to come out that only the chelav is tar. Because the pasuk is saying that only the chelav is tar. The rest of the animal is going to be tameh. How can you tell me, v'am rabbi yudam rab, amri lovam asim satan, v'chiyamas v'na behemo, mixas behemo betama, mixas behemo ein betama, v'ezuzu treifa. This is the halacha that we spoke at in the intro, the halacha we spoke at yesterday, the theme of the daf, and that is that's pashut, that a shoychet behema, the nimtzas treifa, the halacha is that there's no tumas nevelos. It's not just the chelav that's going to be mutter in that case, the whole animal's going to be mutter in that case. So when the Torah over there says the chelav nevelos, the chelav treifa, you can't say it's talking about where you shechted an animal, the nimtzas treifa, there the halacha is that the chelav is going to be mutter, because that would suggest that only the chelav is going to be mutter. Which is what the pasuk is saying, and that's not true, because in that case the whole animal is mutter. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, there's no machlokes there. There's no Rav Meir. There's no Rav Yehuda. There's no Rav Yosi. There's no dialogue and Adin Lias Kenodin. We don't have to learn the parsha of Miriam and then the parsha of Baloyscha. We don't need a whole daf and Masechta Zvachim. That's three lines in Shas. That's very straightforward. Everybody knows that halacha. So I mean, you can't darshan the words of v'chelav nevela v'chelav treifa in the same way Rav Yehuda darshan the words nevela treifa in parsha Zachar. What are you going to do? How are you going to dash in the words in Parshas Tzav? Must be Ella Treifa. Me boy, it's probably coming to teach me something else. You know why the Torah told me Treifa? Lemutei Tmeya. It's coming to tell me that this halacha, that the chelev of a nevela is tahar, is only true if it's a behema tahara, not if it's a behema tmeya. And where do you see that in the word Treifa? Mishiyesh b'mina Treifa. It's only negay an animal who has Treifa. Yotza Sazu, as opposed to a behema tmeya, she'em b'mina Treifa, that doesn't have the concept of treifa, because a non-kosher animal it wakes up in the morning treif, essentially. So there's no halachas of treifa. So that's why the Torah wrote treifa. The Torah wrote treifa to tell me that the law of the pasuk, the chiddush of the pasuk, and that is that the chelev of the nevela is tar, even though it's asa b'achila, it's tar. It's only negeya if it's a behemet tahira. It's not negeya if it's a behemet tmeya. And dosh state in the word treifa. The luchur and parshas achri might say the same drasha when it says in the Torah that the halachas of Tumas Beis Abliya apply to Nevelu Treifa. And the question was, why does the Torah have to say Treifa? Lemutei Yoif Tamei. It's coming to teach me that this halach of Tumas Beis Abliya is only Negei and Yoif Tar. But it's not Negei and Yoif Tamei. Why not? She'eba Minei Treifa. Because it's an animal that has no Treifa. But the bottom line is, what we're doing is we're just saying that if you're Mekar Rav Yehuda, to your Chiddush, that a Sheichet Oif and Nimtze Treifa, the halach is, it's still going to be Tamei Tumas Beis Abliya because it says Nevelu Treifa, because your understanding of nevela treif is extra. So nevela treif is telling me where it's not a nevela. There was a shechita v'nimtzas treifa, that it's treated like a nevela. That means you should have to be consistent, and you should have to darshan the nevela treif that it says in Parashat Tzav that way as well. And the Gemara just proved you can't darshan that way in Parashat Tzav. What then must be the pshat in Parashat Tzav? The Gemara offered an explanation. Maybe when it says treif in Parashat Tzav, it's lamute a min, a behemoth tmeya that doesn't have the parashat treif. So maybe that's what it means in Parashat Sacharimites as well. But the bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be consistent. You're coming up with a very interesting way of darshaning the word nevela treif in Parashat Sacharimites. I have those same two words in Parashat Tzav, and there I can't darshan it this way. That should prove that you can't darshan it your way as well. As a result, what we have is we don't have a makar. So the Gemara now is going to be Shaka Vatari. The Gemara is going to move very, very fast. Not an easy Gemara. It's going to take us halfway down to Daf Ayin Amud Aleph until finally Rava is going to explain exactly what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said that his makar is from Parashat Achrimais. But for now, there's going to be a lot of back and forth of trying to understand how to darshan the Nevela Treifa and Parshas Achrimos, and the Nevela and Trefa in Parshat Sav. Says the Gemara, Oif Tomei, the Rabbi Yehuda, Me Nevela Nafkale. Maybe really, you're right. The way Rabbi Yehuda is given a darsh of the chelav, the veil of the chelav of treifa, is treifa kol sheyesh b'minei treifa, it's lamute, a behema tmeya, that it doesn't have this halacha, that its chelav is not going to be tum. But at the same time, in Parshas Achrimais, he didn't darshan it that way. You know why? Because he knows the halacha, that an oif tummy doesn't have tumas beis avliya from somewhere else. So he doesn't need nevela and treifa to teach me that. Where does he know that? From the time he went to the price, read the yochot, he nivas oif tummy metame begot beis avliya. I would have thought that just like the nevela of an oif tahar is metame begot beis avliya, so too in the veil of an oif tummy should do the same thing. Talmud Boim Rat says in the Pasik Nevelu Treifa Lo Yoichal. We learn from there, Mishe Sure Mishum Bal Toichal Nevelu, Yotzeze Sheini Sure Mishum Bal Toichal Nevelu, El Mishum Bal Toichal Tomin. Bottom line is, he knows that from somewhere else. So you're right, Chelav Nevelu, Chelav Treifa Parshasav, that he's going to Darshan Lemu'ute, the nevela of a behema temeya. But at the same time, when it says nevela treifa parshas achrimais, he's not going to use it to be memayit an oif tamei, because he knows lemute oif tamei from somewhere else, from a different pasuk. So what does he use it for? He uses it to teach me this halacha shoychet oif and imsa treifa. The halacha is it's going to be metama. But frek the gemara hainami typically, just like I have another pasuk luchura to teach me the halacha that the chelev of a behema tmeya is tamei, meaning it doesn't have this halacha that it's not metama. Meaning, I can learn that from somewhere else as well. How? The chelev nevela, it says in the pasuk, the chelev nevela, the chelev treifa yeyasa l'chol malacha v'oicha lo yisachlu, our pasuk. And let's learn from there, misha yisurei mishum bal toichal chelev, Nevela, Yotze Suzusha, any Sura, Mishum Baltoichal, Chelav Nevela, Ele Mishum Tame. Lachura, you can darshan a similar drasha in the Pasuk without saying the word Treifa to teach me that the Pasuk is only talking about a Behemoth Torah. Because the Behemoth seems to be saying, Vechelav Nevela, so only something whose Isser is Mishum Nevela. Only there do you have the halacha of Tumah. But as opposed to, or that the Chelav is not going to be Tumah. But as opposed to something that's Asr for another reason, because it's a Behemoth Tmeya, anyways, says the Gemara, Elahai Treifa mi Bayale. You're right. Good point. I don't need Treifa and Parsha Sav to teach me lemeute a behemet me. So what is treifa coming to teach me? But it's still coming to teach me something else. La suye chaya. It's coming to be marba a chaya. Meaning the pasuk pash. This is talking about a behemah. What about a chaya? The chelev of a chaya tahara, not a chaya tmei. The chelev of a chaya tahara. Is it going to be metam or is it not going to be a tam? So good. I would have thought misha chelva asu basara mutter. Maybe the only time you have this chiddush that the chelev is not metama is when the chelev is asur and the basar is mutter. Over there you have this chiddush that when it's an avela, the basar is metama. And the chelav is not matama. But yotzes zu shechal b'bsar mutter. But a chayah, there's no chilek between the chelav and the basar. The iser chelav was only said by behemah. It was never said by a chayah. So over there, the chelav and the basar are the same. So just like that, the same as it relates to the macholei sasurois, maybe they should be the same as it relates to the tumah as well. So maybe you don't have this chiddush kamash malon. So maybe treifa is coming to be mar b'chayah. How would the word treifa be mar b'chayah? And you go from treifa to chayah. Anything that has treifa is going to be included. Anything that has treifa, even a chaya has a concept of a treifa. If a chaya becomes a treifa, it's a treifa animal. So anything that is shayach to treifa is going to be included in this halacha. But the bottom line is, again, the Gemara is saying at this point that I know what to do with the word treifa in Parashat Sav. Oh, malay, but the Gemara says, Maishno tmei, I don't agree with your halacha. You want to tell me that treifa is coming to be mar b'chaya, it shouldn't be mar b'chaya. Because we know, we just established, that this halacha, that the chelev of a behema is tar, is only true by a behema tar, it's not true by a behema tmei. So it's not true by a behema tmei, but you want to say it is true by a chaya tahira. Says the Gemara, I don't see how you could be mechalik between a behema tmeya and a chaya tahira. Why? Maishna tmeya de in chel bechalik mibsar. Why is a behema tmeya excluded from this halacha? Presumably because there's no chilik between its chelev and its basar. They're both tamei. So from that standpoint, chaya nami in chel bechalik mibsara. Then I think a chaya tahira should be the same thing because there's no chilik between its chelev and its basar. They're not both tamei, they're both tar. V'oi, how could you even entertain a possibility that when the Torah said the word treifa in Parashat Sav, the Torah is coming to be marba chaya? Haksiva ocha loy teichlu. What does the pasuk say? V'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa yeyasa l'chom melacha v'ocha loy sachlu. It sounds like we're talking about chelev that you're not allowed to eat. That's asa v'achila. By a chaya, it's not also b'achila. So there's no way that's what the word treifa is coming to be marba. So what in the world is treifa coming to be marba in Parshas Sap? Rabbi Yehuda wanted to use the word treifa in Parshas Achrim, to teach me his halacha. The problem that he ran into was Rav Shizbi's kash. Rav Shizbi's giving Rabbi Yehuda a very hard time. He said, if you're going to darshan treifa in Parshas Achrim, you have to darshan treifa in Parshas Sap. And the Gemara had a few suggestions of maybe what the word treifa in Parshas Sap is coming to teach me. But at the moment, the Gemara seems to have failed in all its attempts to explain that word. So what we're left with is that if you're going to darshan the word treif in Parashas Achrim, you have to darshan the word treif in Parashas Sap. Hello, my Abaya. So Abaya said, and I'll explain it to you. Treif legufe. You know what the word treif in Parashas Sap is coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me legufe. What do you mean? It's you shouldn't think. An animal that's not kosher is asur while it's alive. An animal that's treifa, that isur is also chal mechayim. As soon as the animal becomes a treifa, even before the shechita, it's already a problem. So matmei, I would have thought chel batamei. I would have thought that just like a tmeya, it's chelev is metama. So maybe an animal that's a treifa, it's chelev should be metama as well. So kamash malon, that's what the pasuk is coming to tell me, that the chelev of a treifa is not metama. Maybe that's all it's coming to say. But the Gemara says, Yachi Ebezai, Hai Nami Mi Boyale. So, Darshan Treifa the same way in Parashas Achrim. Shaloi Toimar Hoyle, Va'oif Tomei, Asa Bachilo. Vitreifa, Asura Bachilo, Ma'oif Tomei, Enemetama, Av Treifa, Enemetama. Maybe that's all the pasuk is coming to say. That a Treifa, even when it's an Avela, maybe doesn't have Tumah. Just like Oif Tomei doesn't have Tumah's Beis Abliya. So maybe a Treifa that's an Avela doesn't have Tumah's Beis Abliya either. Va'oit says the Gemara, Mi Ikala Mail of Treifa Mitmea. I don't agree with this whole premise anyways. You want to tell me that the reason the Torah had to say treifa in Parashas Sav, and maybe the reason the Torah had to say treifa in Parashas Achrim is because you would have thought that a treifa that's an avela is different than a regular avela. Because maybe a treifa should be more comparable to a behemoth tmeya or to an oif tame. Because the tumas mechayim, at the end of the day, there's a difference between a treifa and a tmeya, even though they both have tumah mechayim. How so? Tmeya loy hoysel a shas akosha. Tmeya never had a shas akosha. A behemoth tmeya was born tamei. Treifa hoysel a shas akosha. Treifa at least had a shas akosha. V'chitem, you're going to tell me treifa mi bet then? There is an example of a treifa that never had a shas akosha. How is that an animal that is born a treifa? Mayikol meimar, but pemino miya ika. But the bottom line is there is a concept of a treifa that did have a shas akosha. Says the Gemara Ella Marava, and this is the final answer. Hatayra amra. The reason the Torah wrote the word treifa in Parsha Sav is to teach me yavai is an avela v'yachol al iser chelev. Yavai is a treifa v'yavai al iser chelev. You want to know why the Torah wrote the word treifa in Parsha Sav, the chelev, nevela, v'chelev, treifa, to teach me a whole different halacha? It's not coming to teach me the halacha that there's no tumas nevela by a treifa. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda's cheshbon is a good cheshbon, and that's why he was able to make his cheshbon in Parsha Achrim. It's really that the word treifa is extra, and all the different halachas the Gemara thought maybe the Torah needed the word treifa for to be mamaya a behemoth tmeya. I know that from somewhere else. To be marba chaya, the Gemara says no way we're being marba chaya. But it's for a completely different reason. The reason is that you shouldn't think that what would be if the animal was a nevela and a treif. I tell you, Amr Yava is a nevela, the Yava al isachelov. Yava is a treif of a yachol al isachelov. To teach me that the is a nevela is chal on the chelov, and that the is a treif is chal on the chelov. Why would you think not? So this already touches on the sugyas of enes chal al isachelov. So you would have thought based on the sugis of Issachal al-Isser, maybe Chelev, which is the part of the animal that's anyways also Bachilo, can't be subject to the laws in Avela. Chelev, which is again part of the animal that's also Bachilo, maybe shouldn't be subject to the laws of Treifa. That's the Chiddush. But Tzrichi, and the Gemara says, I need this Chiddush, side with regards to Issa Nevela, and side with regards to Issa Treifa. The Iyash mean a Nevela, because it only had it by Nevela, I would have thought Mishon the Metamyo. That's true, because Nevela is Tum. Abba Treifa, Treifa that doesn't have Tumma, Emeloi. Iyash mean the Treifa, and I only know that Treifa is Chal and Issa Chelev, I would have thought Mishon Nasur Michayim, because it's also Michayim. Abba Nevela, which is not also Michayim, Emeloi. Maybe over there you shouldn't have that halacha, Tzricha, that's why we needed this pasuk. Bottom line is that this concludes the very first part of the daf, which discussed in very great detail, back and forth, a lot of cheshbon, not an easy gemara at all. But basically, that makar to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that despite the fact that the halach is that if somebody shechts a behemah and imzas treifa, the halach is that the shechita works. So that this nevela shouldn't be tomei tumas nevela. It shouldn't have tumas magu masa. When it comes to an oif, whether it's being a sheichet oif chulin or a meilek Oif Kachin, there the halacha is going to be different. There the halacha is that if you shechted or you did the malik, if it says treifa, there's going to be Tumas Beis Ablin. And how did Rav Yehuda know it? He knew it from a pasuk in Parshas Achrimos. This is the Maskana Sagemara. V'chol nefesh asher toichal nevela utreifa be'ezrach u'bager v'chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayim v'tomei ador v'toy. Rav Yehuda felt the word treifa was extra. So why does the Torah say nevela and treifa? To teach me a chiddush that even if there was a shechita, not a nevela, it was a shechita, v'nimtzas treifa, we look at it as a nevela. Thus it has Tumas nevela as it relates to Tumas Beis Ablia, we're discussing a knife, so that the chibes begada v'rachatz b'mayim v'tomei ador v'toy, there's going to be tum. Aye, if you're going to darshan nevela u'treifa in Parashas Achrimos, Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Tezvav, don't you have to make the same drasha on Perik Zayin Pasuk of Dalet as it relates to the halachas of Chelev? That was the daf. That was the Gemara that we just learned. So before we go weiter, one ha'ara. So we're learning a hard Gemara. Let's speak out a hard ha'ara. And that is, no, but it's in the game, really pshat in the Gemara. This is not just, just one ha'ara. So we said that there's a chilek between Tumas Nevela of a Behema and Tumas Nevela of a knife. Behema, that's an Avela, is Tomei. It's Tomei Tumas Maga Umasa. Oif, that's an Avela, is Tomei. And it's Tomei Tumas Beis Ablia. And we saw in yesterday's daf that a Behema is not Tomei Tumas Beis Ablia. And an Oif is not Tomei Tumas Maga Umasa. I mean, if somebody would touch, or if somebody would carry the Avela of an Oif, he wouldn't be Tomei. And if somebody would eat the nevela of a behema, he wouldn't be tame either. A nevela of a behema is only tame tumas mago masa, and the nevela of an oif is only tame tumas beis ablia. But there's an obvious question if you think about it for 9 seconds, and that is, how could you tell me that if somebody eats the nevela of a behema, he's not going to be tame because there's no tumas beis ablia? When you eat it, aren't you touching it? Bechura. You're touching it, you're carrying it. I would think that when I eat it, there's some element of maga umasa, right? So how? It doesn't make sense. You're telling me the nevela of an oif, that's matame bebeis ablia. But the nevela of a behema, maga umasa, yeah? Beis ablia, no. L'chura, when you put it in your beis ablia, it's touching you, right? It's coming in contact with you. So if it came in contact with you, and even if you're talking about hachav and mayaskita, where somebody literally was tochav b'toich groina, he stuck it into his throat, he stooped it down his beis ablia. It doesn't matter. The beis ablia is part of the person. So if it's part of the person, there should be a maga, there should be a masa. So how do you understand Pashup Shan in this Gemara? The truth is, you know, discusses it, Abaye v'Rava discusses it, in the Gemara Masechtas Nida, daf mem beis amid beis. The Gemara over there discusses, the makayim where the nevela of an oif is metama, meaning the beis ablia, balua havi, that area, wherever it is in the anatomy and the physiology of the human being, wherever the chazal's understanding of the beis ablia was, that area, when the food is there, do we look at the food as if it's balua, it's swallowed? Or do we look at it as if it's not swallowed, it's not balua, it's just in a hidden place. It's concealed, it's not a place that you can see, it's not exposed to the public, but it's not literally balua. The Ma'ayin Nafkimina says, the Gemara, what would be at the halacha? We're not discussing the nevela of an oif, but rather the nevela of a behema. And somebody would go over to his friend and he says, nu kimdo ahen, he'd stoop this nevela into his beis ablia. Would he now become tame? Tumas maga umasa, or will he not become tummy? Amrit balua havi. If you're going to tell me that area is balua, it's as if it's swallowed. Tumma balua loy metamya. Tumma that's swallowed already is not tummy. So even though something that's tummy, if you come in contact with it, mamash this week's parasha, that loch is you become tummy. But if the tum is balua, it's halachically swallowed. If you come in contact with it, it's not going to be tummy. So if that area in the beis ablia is as if it already went through the digestive system, so it's balua. If it's balua, it's not tummy. So if it's not tummy, so there's not going to be mago masa. I'm a beis astarim havi. But if you're going to tell me it's beis astarim, meaning we don't look at it as if it's a mokum balua, rather we look at it as if it's a beis astarim. Nehi nami de b'mago loy metamyo b'masa miyam metama. That at the very least it should be tummy to mas masa. What's the bottom line? Abayim Amar Balua Havi. Abaye said it's Balua. Rava Amar Rava said Beis Hastarim Havi. That we don't look at it as if it's Balua. We look at it as if it's a Beis Hastarim. So it's a Machlekes Abaye Verava. Amar Abaye. So Abaye said, "No, I mean, how do I know that it's Balua and it's not a Beis Hastarim?" The time we learned to the Brayso, Yochel, I would have thought Tei Nivlas Behemet Meya Metame Begodim Beis Abliya. I would have thought it's a Brayso that the Nevela of a Behema should be Metame Beis Abliya. Talmud Loimar Nevela and Shreifa Lo Yoichal. And we learn from there, Misha Ein Lotuma El Achilasa Yotzuzusha Metame Koydim Sheachilanis. So said Abaye, I'll prove to you that it's Balua, because the halacha is at the end of the day. Meaning the Gemara is posing this hypothetical question: what would be if somebody would stick the nevela of a behema into somebody's Beis Abliya? Would it become Tomei Tomas Maga Umasa, or would it not become Tomei Maga Umasa? Zok Abaye, it's not a hypothetical question. It's a real life Braisa. And the halacha is that oif is metame bebeis abliya, not bemago masa, and behem is metame bemago masa, not bebeis abliya. So it's mefurish that it's balua havi, because if you're going to tell me that it's not looked at as a tumah balua, it's just a concealed tumah, but technically it's still tame, then what does this mean when we say that the nevela of a behem is not metame bebeis abliya? It is metame bebeis abliya. It's metame bebeis abliya when, how? The same way the oif is metame bebeis abliya. It could be the lumdis is not tumas beis abliya. It could be the lumdis is tumas maga umasa. It might be a fundamentally different havana in terms of how you understand the tumah. One is tumas beis abliya. It's like an achila diga tumah. The other one is tumas maga umasa. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the same tumah. So Abaye said, from the fact that we know it's a braisa, that a behema is not metame bebeis habliya, it must be that when the tuma is in the beis habliya, it's looked at as if it's as if it's in the digestive system already. So it's not tame anymore. Oichel is tame when we still look at it as oichel. But once the oichel is balua, it takes on a name. It's not oichel, it's not food anymore. So at that point, if it's not food, so enichanami by oif, there's a chiddush of tumas beis habliya, but as it relates to the ordinary rules of maga masa, that's why it's not going to be tame. So we'll hold it for here, not to get too crazy. But the point is that the obvious question, what does it mean that behema has mago masa but doesn't have beis abliya? Isn't the beis abliya always mago masa? The answer is, Abaye and Rav already discussed it. It's an important gemara, Masechtes Nida, daf mem beis, amid beis. Either way, zok the gemara vayta. V'Rav Meir. We now return to Rav Meir. So we explained Rav Yehuda Shita. Says the gemara, what about Rav Meir? Hi, Treifa, my other lady. You say the Rav Yehuda Shita was from the word Treifa that it says in Parashas Achrimah. So what does Rav Meir do with the word Treifa? You know what he used it for? Yesterday's daf. He used it to teach me that if somebody would shecht an oif bifnim, an oif chulim bifnim, the halach is it won't be, it'll be Tomei Tumas Beis Abliya, and the reason is because it has to be Dumi the Treifa. And just like Treifa Shava Bifnim and Bibachutz, so to Nevela has to be Shava Bifnim and Bibachutz. That was yesterday's daf. So as a result, you want to know what he uses the word Treifa for? That's the Yusayda, the word Treifa. It's coming to teach me that halacha that that the laws of Nevela as it relates to a Malika Psula have to be somewhat similar to Treifa, and just like by Treifa there's no chilek between Fnim and Chutz, so too the only time Malika is going to be Tomei Tumas Beis Abliya is if there's no chilek between Fnim and Chutz. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that? Halacha Treifa Achrina Ksiv. It says the word Treifa. Another time, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Perik HaBeis Pasuk Ches Nevelu Treifa Lo Yoichal V'tamaba. Rav Meir, why did Torah have to say the word Treifa twice? Chad Lemutei Shechita Shil Fnim V'chad Lemutei Oif Tomei. One is coming to teach me the halacha we just mentioned, and the other one is coming to teach me an Oif Tomei. That an Oif Tomei is not Tomei Tumas Beis Abliya. Rabbi Yehuda, how do you know that an Oif Tomei is not Tumas Beis Abliya? So we had it in the previous sugya, Minevela Nafkele. He knew it from Nevela. V'Rav Meir, Hai Nevela Mayavali, what does it do with the word Nevela? L'shir Achila B'Gazayis. It's coming to teach me that oif that is the Nevela, that's Tomei Tumas Beis Abliya, how much do you have to eat? You have to eat a Gazayis. Freik the Gemara of a Tepekle Mikra Kama. Why do I need a pasuk for that? Midafki Rachmana B'Loshan Achila. When the Torah mentions, the Torah introduces the concept of Tumas Beis Abliya, it says, V'chol Nefesh Asher Toichan Nevelu Treifa. But it says v'chol nefesh asher toichal. Achila always means a kezayis. So the chura, why do I need nevela to teach me kezayis? I need a pasuk to tell me that the shear of Tumas Beis Abliya is kezayis. Of course it's kezayis. It says achila. So the Gemara says you need two. psukim to tell me kizayis. Chad l'shir achilu b'kizayis, v'chad l'shir achilu b'kidei achilas pras. One to tell me kizayis, the other one to tell me that if you would eat two parts b'kidei achilas pras, that it would be tummy. So good, I would have thought, hell, the chiddushu, being that tumas beis avli is a chiddush, that's for sure. So yoytzim b'kidei achilas pras nami l'tami. Maybe even if you eat more than an achilas pras, maybe that should be enough. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush to tell me that no, only achilas pras, not if you eat more than an achilas pras. Tana rabbanu b'chelav nevelav b'chelav treifa. It says in the Torah, chelav nevelav b'chelav treifa, b'chelav behema tahira hakasim medaber. The pasuk is talking about the chelav of a behema tahira. So this is the pasuk in Parshas Sav that the Gemara was very busy with. It says the chelav of a behema, even though it's asa b'achila, ironically, the animal's an avela. It's not tame. So there's tumas nevela, but that's only on the part of the animal that you're allowed to eat. The part that you can eat is tame when it's an avela. The part that you cannot eat is not tame tumas nevela. But it's only bechela behemetera. Ato, eme bechela behemetera. You tell me it's talking about a chela of a behemetera. Oy, eina yellow bechela behemetera. Amrit. I'll tell you why I think we're talking about the chela of a behemetera. Tir, michlal, shchuta. We know that shchita takes an animal that would have been subject to Tumas Nevela, and it makes a tar. Obviously, if the Shechita, there's nothing to talk about. V'tier Michlal Chelev. And you find that the Torah said that the Chelev of a Nevela is tar. Meaning, there's two ways to make Nevela tar. Number one, Shechita. I mean, it's not really making Nevela tar. When you do Shechita, so you might see a Michlal Nevela, it never really became a Nevela. Or the chelav. The Torah says that the chelav and nevela is going to be tahir as well. So mak shetir michal shchuta b'tahir of a leib tmei. Just like shchita only works for tahir, after shetir michal chelav. So too, when the Torah says that the chelav of a nevela is going to be tahir b'tahir of a leib tmei, it's talking about a tahir. Oy klacha derechso. Maybe the way the darsh is a little bit differently. Tir michal nevela v'tir michal chelav. Mak shetir michal nevela b'tmei of a leib tahir. Just like when the Torah said that there's no nevela, we're talking about a tmeya. The Gemara will explain what that means in a minute. So just like when there's tahira of nevela, it's dafka b'tmeya. So what is that referring to? The Gemara is going to mention it on Amud Beis, but just even at this point, we're talking about the nevela of an oif. That's metame bebeis abliya. But we mentioned that the only time it's metame bebeis abliya is if it's an oif tahar. If it's an oif tame, it's not metame bebeis abliya. So it comes out there's a special tiher michlal nevela dafka by a tame. An oif tame doesn't have tumas nevela. It doesn't have tumas beis abliya. So just like there's a tiher, just like there's a tiher michlal nevela dafka by a tahar, there's also a tier michlal nevela dafka by a tamei. What's the tier michlal nevela dafka by a tahar? Shchita. Shchita only works by a tahar. That's the ultimate way of making something ois nevela. You give it a shchita. But where's the tier michlal nevela by a tmeya? An oif. An oif that's metame b'beis abliya. It's only an oif tahar that's metame b'beis abliya. It's not an oif tahar. So says the Gemara, maybe seifakert, maybe this pasuk that's discussing chelev is talking dafka about a behema tmeya. Why? Because mak shetir michlal nevela by oif tamei tumas b'beis abliya. The first option would mean that the pasuk in Parashas Sav is talking about a behemah tahira. The second option, bitmeya, would be talking about a behemah tmeya. Talmud loy mat shreifa, mishiyesh b'mina shreifa. It says in the Torah, shreifa, and the word shreifa is a giloy. We're talking about an animal that has a concept of a shreifa. That's obviously a tahira. A tmeya doesn't have shreifa. Oitzias a tmeya, says the Gemara, she'em b'mina shreifa. What about a chaya? And if the gedder is treifa, a chaya has treifa. We're talking dafka about something whose chelev is aser, but whose basar is mutter. Yatz a chaya, as opposed to a chaya shechelba ubesara mutter. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba the Rav Elamiyata. If that's the case, nivlas behema toyer huda matamya, nivlas behema temeya. Is it true that only the nevela of a behema Torah is tameh, but the nevela of a behema tmeya is not going to be tameh? We said tir michlal nevela is betumah v'loy betayra. It sounded like the only time shchita is metaher an animal is if it's a shechita of a behemoth Torah, not if it's a shechita of a behemoth Tameya. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba told Rava, should I be walking away from this Braisa thinking that? Because that was the first thing the Braisa said. The Braisa said that the only time shechita is metayer is by a behemoth Torah. Is that really true? Amalesa, he told him, Kama Sabi Shabishtuba. A lot of Alte Yidin made the same mistake. Sefer Asal in the Nivla Seif Tame, when you say that a tier Michlau, Nevela b'tmeya v'lo b'tahira. We don't mean a behema. What we mean is an oif, and we mean that an oif tame doesn't have tumas beis ablia, but avada in terms of tumas behema, a behema tmeya is going to have the regular tumas behema of maga umasa. So from here until the end of the daf is actually not so hard. But before we go weiter, let's see one or maybe two ha'aras. So the first ha'ara is that the Gemara in its cheshvin of shakla v'tayra back and forth and what to do with all these different limudim. So the Gemara said that Rav Meir has a pasuk to tell me that the shear of Tumas Beis Ablia by an oif is b'kizayis. There's another pasuk to tell me that it's kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Why would you think it shouldn't be kizayis b'chdei achilas pras? So, I would have thought, hell, the chiddish, being that it's a chiddish, yoiser mikdei achilas pras nami l'tami. Maybe it should be tami, even yoiser mikdei achilas pras. K'mash malon a chiddish, that halach is it's going to be tami b'chdei achilas pras. So just to get this Gemara very, very clear. We know that halacha is that wherever the Torah says that you have to eat a kezayis. You don't have to eat the kezayis bevas achas, contrary to what some people think. You don't have to eat it in 1 second. What you need to do is eat it within a certain shear. What's the shear? Bechdei achilas pras. Whatever that is, a few minutes. But the point is that you have 9 minutes maybe, but bechdei achilas pras is what you have to do. I mean, it's a little bit of a chiddush because the Torah says, for example, be'erev teichu matzahs. You should eat matzahs by the Leil HaSeder. How much? A kezayis. That's the halacha l'mishum Sinai. All shiurei achila by kezayis. So does that mean that you have to take the matzah and literally in one maisa achila eat the whole kezayis? No, it's not what it means. It could be several maisa achilois. As long as all the maisa achilois happen within the shiur of achilas pras, that's going to be enough. All the achilos are going to be mitzdarf. Now, if you eat it, b'yoyser mikidei achilas pras, now you're running into issues. But as long as you do it within chidei achilas pras, the achilos are mitzdarf. So if the achilos are b'chidei achilas pras, they're all mitzdarf. If it's yoyser mikidei achilas pras, over there, they're not going to be mitzdarf. The Gemara says that that halacha of chidei achilas pras, just like it's true with regards to mitzvahis achilos, such as matzah, or isuri achilos, such as the isin avela, all Machalis Asurois and all mitzvahs achilis have this halacha k'tilas pras. The same is going to be true when it comes to Tumas Beis Ablia. So if somebody would eat the nevela of an oif and he would eat it in 2 achilois, a half a zayas, and then within achilas pras you need another half a zayas, the halacha is the 2 achilos would be mitzdarf b'chdei achilas pras. Stating that, the Gemara says I need a pasuk for it, because without a pasuk I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought that hoyo the chiddush, being that Tumas Beis Ablia is a chiddush, maybe it could be mitzdarf even yoisim b'chdei achilas pras. Maybe even if it's more than b'chdei achilas pras, it should be mitzdarf. Kamash malon, then no, that the halacha is that it has to be b'chdei achilas pras. So I'm going to tell you 2 Givaldig Akashas that the Achreinim asked, both of which were literally Marishai Lomais. So in the Kaisle based Medrash, these 2 Kashas shook up the base Medrash. Kasha number 1, the Mechas Chinuch asks the Kasha in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, and the Chassam Sofer asks the Kasha in a Tshuva, and others ask this Kasha as well, that it's Mavu in this Gemara, a very big Chiddush. The Gemara said that being that Tumas Beis Abliya is a Chiddush, so I would have thought, Solkadai Techamino, that maybe even Yoyser Mikdei Achilas Pras, the 2 Achilas should be Mitzdarev. Meaning, maybe this idea that the achilas have to be b'chdei achilas pras, that's for a regular parsha of achila. But this parsha lechudeshas of Tumas Beis Ablia, maybe over there, even b'yoyser mikdei achilas pras, maybe it should be able to be mitzvah. The Achreinim ask from a Gemara Masechtes Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the halacha of Eivim and Achai. And the Gemara brings a whole Amid, a discussion amongst the Amayron. What would be if somebody ate Eivim and Achai in 2 shots? So he ate the kezayis, he ate the full shear. Eivim and Achai is also the kezayis, but he ate it in 2 parts. Says the Gemara, Kios Rav Dimi, oh my boy, Rav Shimon, Lokesh, Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Shlokesh wants to ask Rabbi Yechanan, Chokoi mi bachutz ma'o, Rashi, Chokoi li kezayis Eivim and Achai, Nechlak lishnayim, Koidim she yitinenu l'toich piv, V'ochal zel levadai, V'achal kachetzi hasheni. So this person ate an entire kezayis of Eivim and Achai, but he ate it in 2 shots. He ate a half, and then he ate another half. Now, what's the halacha? What's the shaila? Is it going to be mitzdarif? Or is it not going to be mitzdarf? Listen to Rashi. Mal mi mitzdarfi lechiyuve kechosh shari surim. The kaimel on the mitzdarfi sheurai lechatzam b'chtei achilos pras. Do you say at the end of the day you ate two half a kazesim? And even though you didn't eat it in one shot, but you ate it b'chtei achilos pras. So just like by all these surim, that loch is achilos pras is mitzdarf. So to hear achilos pras is going to be mitzdarf. Oidom kimin the chiddushu. Or do you say that being that this is a chiddush, dogidin that some is da'al moloi mechayiv aleihu? You don't find anyway that if somebody eats a bone of an animal that's not kosher, that there should be a problem. Even when achay is a chiddush, that the gidim and that somos are considered macholos asuros. I would think maybe being that it's a chiddush, and if you eat it in one shot, you're going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara, you want to know what this shayiv, a whole amid in shas. Where the Gemara discusses, if somebody would eat Evim and Achai, but not in the whole kazayis in one shot. He would eat a lechatzoyim. He would eat a half, and then another half, b'chdei achilas pras. Is it mitzdarif or not? Do you say, why not? Achilas always mitzdarif, b'chdei achilas pras. Or maybe here it's different, because being that it's a chiddush, ein lechabaya lechidushay. What do you mean you're being mitzdarif to achilas? Why should you be able to be mitzdarif to achilas? It's a massive chiddush that you should be able to be mitzdarif to achilas. So being that this parsha is a parsha lechudashes, ein lechabaya lechidushay. To say a chiddush, al gabi chiddush, to say a chiddush that the atzoma is a asa b'achila, al gabi chiddush, and that two achilas of atzoma is a mitzdarif b'dei achilas pras, maybe not, maybe ein l'chabaya l'chidush. Freak the mechas chinuch. He doesn't understand. The two sugis are mamish soyser each other. Our Gemara said that tumas oif of tumas beisavli is a chiddush. And being that it's a chiddush, ein l'chabaya l'chidush. That being that it's a chiddush, I would think that the achilas could be mitzdarif even yoyse mikideya. Chilas pras. Even Yosef Mekdei Achilas pras is a chiddush. I need a pasuk to tell me that no, it's only Mekdei Achilas pras that two Achilas are going to be mitzdarf. But if it's Yosef Mekdei Achilas pras, it's not going to be mitzdarf. And here I have a sugi Masechtas Chulin where the Gemara says just the opposite. That being that Avraham and Achai is a chiddush, why is it a chiddush? Because ordinarily Gidin and Atzomis are not also Achilo. So you have this chiddush over here. So Lechura, if that's the case, you shouldn't be able to be mitzdarf to achilas even b'kidei achilas pras. And that's why there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Choka mibachutz. What's the loch? If you ate the two half a kazesim, not b'vasachas, whether you're going to be chayiv or you're not going to be chayiv. It's a stira sasugis, but it's more than just a stira sasugis. It's a stira in how you're supposed to look at the idea that two achilas can be mitzdarf b'dei achilas pras. Meaning this idea that there's a halacha that berav toichlu matzahs doesn't mean you have to eat a matzah in one shot. You can be mitzdarf b'dei achilas pras. This halacha l'moishe misina of achilas pras, what would be without it? Without it, you would assume the pashtus is you'd have to eat it b'vas achas, or the pashtus is you'd be able to eat a yosem mikdei achilas pras. That's what's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it has to be achilas pras, or the chiddush is that it works when it is b'chdei achilas pras. It's a fundamental shayla. What would be lulei the halacha l'moish mesina? If you didn't have this halacha l'moish mesina, have two achilas being mitzar b'dei achilas pras. Voltech gemeint. Oh, you have to eat it in one shot. Or no. Maybe it's the opposite. Voltech gemeint that you can eat it afilu yoysa b'chdei achilas pras. Our sugi is mashma that without the chiddush of b'chdei achilas pras, I would have thought you could eat it even yoysa b'chdei achilas pras. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That being that this whole parsha is a chiddush, sayin l'chobay al chiddushoy, mecha teisit to say a chiddush al gabi chiddush. Tumas beisabli is a chiddush. So mecha teisit to go ahead now and say another chiddush. What would be the second chiddush? To tell me that it has to be Gdei Achilas Pras. Maybe no. Maybe in this parasha it could be even Yosef Gdei Achilas Pras. From Chulon Kuf Gimel Abed Beis, it's mashma just the opposite. It's mashma that the chiddush is not that it has to be within Gdei Achilas Pras. The chiddush is that you could do it within Gdei Achilas Pras. And you don't have to do it Bivaz Achas. As long as they're both Gdei Achilas Pras, that's going to be enough. That's why the Gemara says, Ein Lecha Abay El Chidushoy. That maybe by Gidim Vatzomis, which in and of itself is a chiddush, maybe you should have to eat it Bivaz Achas. It's a geshmak in kasho. Again, he asks the Kasha Mitzvah Kufsa Mechalov. He says at the end, Vikvar also Kush Yezu al Shulchan Gedei Yisrael. He says, I'm not the first one to ask this Kasha. This is already a Kasha that was discussed on the Shulchan of Gedei Yisrael. One of those Gedei Yisrael is the Chasam Sofer and a Tshuva. It's actually a classic Tshuva. It's Tshuva Kuf Mem. This Tshuva is Hafeichba Vahafeichba the Kulubah. There's some Tshuvas Chasam Sofers that just have so many elements to it. This is one of them. Incidentally, this Tshuva was written to Reb Tzvi Herschayis.
Zonke v'rov. So this is who this tshuva was. Some of the Sofer's most festive tshuvas were written to Rav Tzvi Hershchayes, Reish Ches in Erechayim. But anyways, Kuf Nem in Erechayim is to the Zonke v'rov, and he asks this kasha here as well. That's the first aura. The second aura is, after everything we just discussed, let's go back to that Gemara, Masechtes Nida, Daf Mem Beis on the days, but just a little bit of a hakdama. I saw in the Sefer Avoyvam, he brings that in the Briske Shiurim, they say over that when Reb Chaim was a Bachar, he lived in Slutsk. Beis Halevi was Slutsk Rav. He lived in Slutsk, and there was a guy in Reb Mendel of Slutsk that used to give a shir to Balabatim. The shir was for Balabatim, but Reb Chaim and some of his Chaverim, they were young Bacharim, they used to crash. They used to go to Reb Mendel, they don't say that. They used to go to Reb Mendel of Slutsk's shir. And they used to hack around, they used to ask kashas. Agav, they say over that the Balabatim, it bothered them, because these Bacharim were coming and they were asking kashas, and one day they decided that, genug shoyin. So they went over to Reb Mendel and they told him, he's the shtir, the Bacharim, maybe he told them to leave. So Reb Mendel Slutsk told him, I want you to know, as the ganze shir zogich nor fayene Bacharim, that the whole shir is for them. You think it's for you? I'm not saying for you, I'm saying it for them. It's for those Bacharim, so let them stay there, because that's the only reason I'm giving the shir. Incidentally, they bring that Reb Chaim used to go over to Bacharim, he tried recruiting people to come to the shir, and he used to say, quote, as yesh mishu sha'omer sham, this is the part that's in quotations, agut shir, which is a major askama. So Reb Chaim used to tell people agut shir. One of the Bacharim that were there was the Rogachov guide. So imagine Reb Mendel Slutsko, he prepared shir for Balabatim, and the next thing you know, the Reb Chaim is on one side, the Rogachov guide is on another side. But Al Kapanim, these were the bumba kashas that they were asking. So Reb Chaim used to say over kashas, Torah, that he heard from Mendel Slutsko. One of the kashas he said he heard, and Reb Mendel Slutsko asked the following question. We just mentioned the Gemara Masechtes Nida, where Abaya made a phenomenal cheshbon. And it starts with a question, and that is that the nevela of a behema is metama tumas mago masa. The nevela of an oif is metama tumas beis abliya. The nevela of a behema is not tame tumas beis abliya, and the nevela of a oif is not metama of a mago masa. L'chaira, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, because how is it possible that the nevela of a behema is metama the mago masa, but it's not metama the beis abliya? L'chaira, when you put the nevela into your beis habliya, aren't you touching it? Aren't you carrying it? You have magu masa. So if you have magu masa, then lechura, there should be tum. So Abaye was mechiach from this, that it must be that the beis habliya is a makam balua. It's an area that's considered part of the digestive system, so to speak, of the animal. As a result, the food is considered digest, not food anymore. So based on the ordinary rules of tumma, it really wouldn't be matama of a magu or mamasa. There's a parsha mechudeshes of tumma called tumas beis abliya that says that by a knife, this beis abliya, it's going to be tummy. But based on the natural guidelines of magu or masa, it's not going to be tummy, because it's balua, it's not based on storm. Yagu rava, rava has to fend for himself over there in the sugya needed daf membeis on membeis. But that was Abaye's grace of tain. Grace of tain was every beis abliya should be magu ooh, masa, and from the fact that we see that there's no tumas beis abliya by a behema, zoisei meres, that there's no mago masa either. Because if there's mago masa, the lemay nafgemina that there's no beis abliya, right? That's the kasha. Lemay nafgemina that there's no beis abliya. Here, you have a drush, there's no beis abliya. Very nice, there's no beis abliya. But there's mago masa. So what does it mean there's no beis abliya? Elamai, it's not mago masa either. So Mendel Slutsky asked that we just learned the Gemara, where the Gemara said that the halachas of tumas beis abliya conform to the halachas of achila in Kol HaTerukul. And just like two achilos are mitzdarif b'kdei achilas pras, so too you'd have the same halacha by tumas beis abliya. So if somebody would be by lay a half a kizayis of a nevel of an oif, and then another half a kizayis of a nevel of an oif, the halacha is the two half a kizayis, as long as it was b'kdei achilas pras, it would be mitzdarif. Said Reb Mendel Slutsky, that's pasha that by magen masa there's no such halacha. If somebody would touch a half a shear and then touch another half a shear, the two magas wouldn't be mitzdar. If somebody would carry a half a shear and then carry another half a shear, the two masas wouldn't be mitzdar. That's a chiddush and achila. That two achilas are mitzdarif, bichtei achilas pras. So Frank Mendel Slutsky, what was Abaye's kasha? I don't understand what Abaye's kasha was. Abaye doesn't understand l'may nafgemina that a behema nevela doesn't have tumas beis abliya. Doesn't it anyways have maga masa? I'll tell you where it's negeya. It's negeya. What would be if a person ate a half a zayas of nevela
It was Bebeis Abliya, and then another half of Zayas, Bebeis Abliya, Altsmago Masa. There's not going to be any tumah. The reason there's not going to be tumah because it was pachas mikashir. And being that it was pachas mikashir, he's not going to be chayiv. It's only if there's a new parsha of tumas beis abliya, which says a chiddush that if you eat tumah, there's a concept of achila in tumah that conforms with the halachas of achila, that the two achilas can be mitzarif. Bichtei Achilles Press. That's a chiddush that you have by Oif. That's not a chiddush that you have by Behemoth. So you want to know where it's negated that you don't have Tumas Beis Abliya by Behemoth? Don't I anyways have Magal Masa if you did the two half a Kizesim? Shaloi Bevas Achas. Is it Mitzdar Bidei Achilles Press? It's Magal Masa. It won't be Mitzdar Bidei Achilles Press. And a Chanami Taina Dramendel Slutzka. If you would be Tocha B'Toy Chaveiroi, a full Kizayas of Nevela Behema into your friend's Beis Abliya, you'd be Tomei. You'd be Tomei Tumas Magal Masa, even though there's no Tumas Beis Abliya. And you're right, loyal zen nemra the mir that there's no Tumas Beis Abliya. You know it's negeya that there's no Tumas Beis Abliya. Where it's negeya, there's no Tumas Beis Abliya. Where it's negeya that there's no Tumas Beis Abliya is where the two gezeisim happen shaloi bevas achas. If the two half of gezeisim happen shaloi bevas achas, lochura on Tumas Beis Abliya. So that's this chiddush that the two achilas can be mitzar with the achilas pras. But if you don't have Tumas Beis Abliya, then lochura wouldn't be mitzar with the achilas pras. So what exactly was the bias hechrich? That's the second kasha. We'll just end with one last thing, and that is there chatzi shir when it comes to tumah? So chatzi shir is also in atayra. What about chatzi shir? So if somebody comes in contact with a tumah of a chatzi shir, do you have that idea of chatzi shir also in atayra? Now chatzi shir was said regarding isurim, but the question is, what about someone that's not allowed to come in contact with a tumah? For example, say a kohen. A kohen is not allowed to come in contact with tumah. So let's say he comes in contact with a chatzi shir of tumah. Do you say chatzi shir asim in atayra, or do you not say chatzi shir asim in atayra? So there's a beautiful raya from a Rashi in Masechtas Brachos daf hey. How do you get the brachos daf hey? So we know the Gemara says the Rabbi Yochanan lo yaleinu lost 10 sons during his lifetime, and he used to walk around with the bone of his 10th son, and he would say dein gerama d'asira bir. He'd give people chizik, he'd be mechazik people, he'd be menachem avol, and tell people, you think you can't get through your situation? Look at what I've dealt with in life, and I live to tell the story. Be strong, have betachin, be mekabel yisro me'ahava. The Gemara is over there in Masechtas Brachos. Incidentally, we all know the rest of the story, and that Rav Masna, exactly, Rabbi Yochanan had an 11th son. The Yerushalmi says, and he sent his 11th son to Shmuel, to Bavel, to go learn Torah by Shmuel. Rav Masna, the Amir Rav Masna Shas, was Rabbi Yechon's 11th son. But either way, Rabbi Yechon used to walk around with the bone of his 10th child, and he would say, Dein Gerama Dasi Rabbi. Fregin, the Rishayna Makasha. Taisus asks the Kasha off and on. Rabbi Yechon was a Kayan. If Rabbi Yechon was a Kayan, how's he walking around with a bone? Kayan's not allowed to have a bone. So the Rishayna said, maybe it was a tooth. Maybe it's a bone that's not Tommy. If you look in Rashi right there, Masechtas Brachos, I don't have it in front of me, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it was an etzem that was Pachas Mikasaira. A bone is only Matama Mikasaira. It was Pachas Mikasaira. Pachas Mikasaira. What happened to Chatzi Shir Asim and Atayras? It's a raya that there's no Chatzi Shir when it comes to Tumah. Just to end this epic week with one final raid bite. And that is, not even a raid bite, just a few hergeshim, very, very short. This week's parasha is Parashas Vayetze. Parashas Vayetze begins Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shava Vayele Charonah. What an appropriate way to start the week. Vayetze Yaakov miBer Shava. Yaakov Avinu left Ber Shava. He left Eretz Yisrael. Vayele Charana. He's heading to ancient Turkey. But the point is, he's going to Chutz La'aretz. Vayivka Bamokeh Mahu. And he came to a certain place. Vayolen Sham. And he fell asleep there. Kivah Shemesh. Because the sun had set. Vayikach Me'avne Hamokeh. And he took from the stones in that area. Vayosem Mirashoysev. He put them around his head. Vayishka Bamokeh Mahu. And he went to sleep over there. Vayachlem. He had a dream. Vine Sulam Mutzavarza. Varoshim Magia Shamaima. Vine Havaya Nitzavolov. Vuchule, vuchule, vuchule. The Chidah. In his Sefer Rosh David, in Parshas Vayetze, he brings a pshat in these psukim, b'shem his famous grandfather, Rabbi Avram Azulai, the Chesed Avram, the great, great Yerushalmi Mekobo, who said, Derech ha'ahuvim ha'nemonim, the derech of people that like each other, be pardam ish mireyeyo, when they part ways, Boichem, they begin to cry. Umefaisim zelozeh, and they start saying divrei pius. I'm going to miss you. So gishmak, we had such a good time. When are we doing this again? We have to put something on our calendar. K'moshim etzinu b'David v'yoynesin, like you find by David and Yoynesin. Said Rabbi Avram Mazulai, the kol kach godlo be'ene Yaakov Avinu olav hashalom k'dushas Eretz Yisrael. Avram Avinu loved Eretz Yisrael so much. Ki be'egil u'tchum Eretz Yisrael. When he came to the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and he was about to leave the Kedusha of the land, Kol son nafshoy be part of Imenu. His nefesh poshet started leaving him. He was going Meshiga. Because he's leaving the land right now. And he started giving divrei pius to the land. I'm going to miss you, Eretz Yisrael. I can't go. It's going to be so hard. And he started crying. Ula haget saroy. And he was mamish talking to the land. He says, you don't know how much pain I'm in. Ki bayreichu, I have to run away. Abula, yomim moy daiti lov. I'm telling you now, I'm going to come back one day. Ada hochi vahochi. As this was happening. Mis shoya mismar merubaycha. As he was mamish, he was crying. Umefayis al predasa. I arif shimsha beli das. It got late early. And all of a sudden, the sun set. Vahutzrich lalun shan. And he had a lie there. V'zeu shekosef, this is what the pasuk means. Vayivka b'mokoyim, vayolin sham. Vayivka, said Rabbi Avram Azulai, is a lashon of pius. You find this lashon in different places in Tanakh. And it was b'mokim daik, it was in that place. And it was because of that place. So yonifrad mi'eretz Yisrael, mokim ha'kodesh, chelik alikam mimal, v'yohoylech al eretz loy metuara. V'kol kachir b'pius, u'pchiyo, k'derech oye v'reya, at shezeh hoye siba, this was the reason. Vayolin sham ki ba hashemesh vehula yada. He had no idea. Valderech sehu masha amru. He says this is an Indian that you find by tzaddikim. The Gemara says that some amayiram have a menashe kipi da akko. When they would come to akko, they would kiss the floor because they had such a hava for Eretz Yisrael and they wanted it so much. And Sir Avraham Azulai, the kasher ro Hashem toikas a havas Yaakov Avinu olav hashalom be'Eretz Yisrael. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw how much Yaakov Avinu loved Eretz Yisrael, he wanted so badly not to leave because he understood this is home. And this is really where he belongs. But sometimes a person has to do what a person has to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Yaakov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you have nothing to worry about. He said, I promise you. I'm going to make sure you come back one day. You so badly don't want to leave. The day is going to come. The day is going to come when you're going to come back. I don't think there's a more appropriate way to end such a week than with these hergeshim. With these hergeshim of vayifka b'mokon, vayolin sham kiva shemesh, we all know that this is where we belong. But we got to do what we got to do. But when a person feels that way, and a person leaves with those types of hergeshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nitzav alav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yid, v'hinei anoichi imach, u'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech, v'ashiv oisicha al adam ha'azos. That was the haftacha that Yaakov Avinu got, and this is the reason he got this haftacha. I think before Friday night, I would have looked at this chidah. Okay, it's a nice chidah. When you appreciate the fact that the chidah was born in Hebron, and the chidah was from Yerushalayim, and the chidah was a shadar, and he had to leave Eretz Yisrael. He ended up spending decades of his life in Italy, not a place that he wanted to be. These hergeshim, and the chidah was zoicha. Our first stop on this trip was to Har Menuchas, and we saw that this bracha was niskayim to the chidah 200 years after he passed away. Kemat v'ashi v'isicha l'adam ha'azoyis. He was zoicha to be returned because menuchasoy is takan Har Menuchas. But this is the avtocha. When a yid leaves Eretz Yisrael the way you're supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael, there's a shmir el yoyna, and not just that v'ashi v'isicha l'adam ha'azoyis. Just to end, I heard from Yedid Nafshi, Reb Moshe Shlom Yokshlita. He told me he was a bacher. He was in Camp Yeshiva. That was Chassan Sofer's summer camp. So I went to Chassan Sofer, but I went to Camp Agoda. I didn't go to Camp Yeshiva. But he said he remembers they were in Camp Yeshiva, and it was at the end of a very, very fun Geshmaka summer. And the Matis Tafaruf, Zechreinu Levracha, he got up, and he wanted to say Divrei Pirud. He wanted to Gizegin Zech with the Bacharim. So he gets up and he says, Chazal say, Haniftar mechavera. If somebody says goodbye to his friend, Al yiftar mimenu ela mitoich dvar alocha, shemitoich kach zechreya. So he said that the Ksav Sofer, this is the world of Ksav Sofer, that the Ksav Sofer, the Zayda said, that what does it mean, Haniftar mechavera, Al yiftar mimenu ela mitoich dvar alocha, shemitoich kach zechreya. He said that when a person says goodbye to his friend, he should say goodbye with a kasha. Why with a kasha? Because if you say goodbye with a kasha, the person that you're saying goodbye to is going to always think of the kasha. And when we take kachs like this, he's going to remember you. And then could be in a year from now, he's going to think of a teretz, and he's going to remember you. You're the one that asked him this kasha. And that's how the Ksav Sofer attached this very well-known chazal. That when a person says goodbye, Dvar Halacha as in a kasha. Because if you leave somebody with a kasha, that person, that kasha is going to be on his mind. So the Matz Tofer Ruv turned to the Bukhrim. And he said, "Ich will mekayim zan divrei chazal hanifta mechaveroi al yifta mimenu al mitoich dvar halacha." And I'm going to leave you boys with a kasha. He said, "But this kasha that I'm going to leave you with right now is a zagit the kasha. Ich zug dich zi, es nisch du kein ein buche du in the ganze zimmer, in the ganze mismedrish, was kein enfer in der kasha." He said, "This is a kasha, this is a tzurich in gudel from Rabbi Akiva Iger. It's a zak kasha, I'm telling you right now, nobody in the world knows the answer to." And he said, everybody's sitting there with bated breath, and everyone's heart is pumping. What's this kasha that no one in the world knows an answer to, that the Matas Tofer Ruv is leaving the Bukhrim? And he turned to the Bukhrim, he said, "Vils vissen man kasha? My kasha is kusha ulai predaschen. Fazak kasha. It's nishtu kein teretz." Just want to end with a bracha. We say on Shabbos, Yekum Purkam in Shmaya. We ask Hashem, Chino, V'chizda, V'racheme, V'chayi Arichei, Umzoini Revichei, V'siyata D'Shmaya, Uvar Yeskufa, Unahir Ma'alya, Zara Chai V'kayomo, Zara D'lo Yifsoik, V'dilo Yiftom, V'piskomi Eiraisa. I mean, this is the most beautiful bracha in the world. Everything. It is nothing that's not in this bracha. Who we vinching on should get this bracha? It's L'morona V'rabona, Chaburosa Kadishosa, Divaridi Yisrael, V'dibavavel. It's L'rei Sheikhala. L'rei Sheikhala. I want to bench on all the chever that made this Yarchikala happen. The Reishay Kala that are all in this room right now, but really all the Mishtatfim of the Yarchi Kala, they should be gebenched with Chino and Chizda and Rachme, Chaya Riche, Mezoyne Reviche, Siyata Deshmaya, Fari Yiskufa, Nohir Ma'alya, Zarechai V'kayomo, Zari Dilo Yifzlik, Dilo Yiftom, and Biskomi Eraisho. We should be Zoycha because we're leaving with Hergeshem, with Karguim, to the Shmiro Yoyna, the Haftocha of Rabbi Avram Azulai, the Haftocha of HaKadosh Baruch, of Hine Anoichi Imach, Ushma. And because of mamish, we should be zoicha to vashi voisicha elo adoma azos.